sequestration could mean closed towers and delayed or canceled flights. The ILO wants a sustainable civil aviation industry. And how's the FAA doing on modernization and reform? This is Aero News for Wednesday, February 27th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Officials at the Department of Transportation are warning that if automatic budget cuts go into effect March 1st, it will have a, quote, serious impact on transportation services that are critical to the traveling public and the nation's economy, end quote. On its official blog, the department said that it will need to cut nearly $1 billion from its budget, which will affect dozens of programs. More than 600 million of those cuts will need to come from the FAA, the agency that controls and manages our nation's skies. The DOT said that the automatic cuts mean travelers should expect delays, as they will allow only the number of flights that can be safely handled by a cut-back air traffic control system. And they say they expect the airlines will change their schedules and cancel flights. The statement said the agency is likely to close more than 100 air traffic control towers at airports with fewer than 150,000 flight operations per year, at places like Boca Raton, Florida, Joplin, Missouri, Hilton Head, South Carolina, and San Marcos, Texas. Midnight shifts could be cut from another 60 towers. Of course, Republicans are saying talk like this is just so much saber-rattling on the part of the Democrats, and that the FAA can more than accomplish the needed budget cuts by simply eliminating money spent on consultants, supplies, and travel. An International Labor Organization, ILO, tripartite meeting on civil aviation held last week concluded with a call for, quote, a sustainable civil aviation industry as a common goal for governments, employers, and workers, end quote. In its conclusions, the meeting noted that, again quoting, to achieve that goal, the industry needs a sustainable workforce, sustainable enterprises, and a balanced value chain, end quote. Some 150 delegates representing governments, the aviation industry, and labor unions agreed on the need to continue to promote decent work in the civil aviation industry through the effective implementation and use of all relevant ILO standards and instruments. House Subcommittee on Aviation Chairman Frank Lobiondo, Republican of New Jersey, will hold a hearing today to focus on the FAA's progress in implementing the FAA Modernization and Reform Act of 2012, following the one-year anniversary of the measure being signed into law. This will be the first hearing of the subcommittee in the 113th Congress, as well as Lobiondo's first as aviation chairman. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta is scheduled to testify. While the FAA has met some of the statutory deadlines established in the FAA Reform Act, it has missed others. The hearing will examine the status of implementation of the law, as well as the impact the measure has had on the United States aviation system and industry. ICAS, the International Council of Air Shows, has joined those warning of the effects of sequestration on air shows. Should automatic budget cuts go into effect Friday, it is highly likely that the air show schedules of the nation's two best-known jet demonstration teams, the Navy's Blue Angels and the Air Force's Thunderbirds, will be scrapped. The International Council of Air Shows says that not only could that affect attendance at many shows, it would mean the loss of valuable connection to the millions of civilians that come out to see them perform every year. According to an ICAS news release, last year more than 13 million Americans attended an air show. Hundreds of air shows are held every year here in the United States, featuring world-class entertainment and bringing significant economic impact, sometimes tens of millions of dollars, to local communities. Gulfstream's new flagship aircraft, the G650, recently established 4 city pair speed records in 5 days, connecting cities in the U.S., the Middle East, and Russia. The G650's most recent city pair record came on January 28th. The aircraft departed Moscow's Vnukovo Airport and landed at Savannah Hilton Head International 9 hours 33 minutes later. The G650 cruised at Mach 0.9 to 0.91 for the 4,774 nautical mile journey, which resulted in an average speed of 574 miles per hour. Additional records set earlier were done in flights between Washington, D.C. and Doha, Qatar, from Doha to Teterboro, New Jersey, and from Teterboro back to Moscow. The G650, which had 3 city pair feet certified in 2012, earned its type certification from the FAA on September the 7th of 2012. The first aircraft was delivered to a customer on December the 20th of 2012. While the investigation into the cause of that tragic balloon accident in Egypt is just getting underway, Officials in New Zealand have released a report that says the pilot in a fatal accident there was flying with an expired medical. Pilot Lance Hopping and 10 others were fatally injured in the accident in Carterton, New Zealand, on January the 7th of 2012. In that incident, the balloon struck power lines and caught fire before crashing into a farmer's field. Wind Aero News continues. Alabama gets a new aviation training center. What was he thinking? I'm Lex Luthor? And Paperman gets tossed out of the Oscars.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, February the 27th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. A partnership between H.L. Sonny Callahan Airport, the City of Fairhope, the State of Alabama, two community colleges, the Baldwin County Board of Education, and others will result in the establishment of a $2.5 million aviation training center at the airport. Officials from the interested parties gathered Friday at the Continental Motors hangar at the airport to announce the project. Among the partners are Faulkner State Community College and Enterprise State Community College. The 15,000-square-foot facility that will be built by the Fairhope Airport Authority will consist of three 5,000-square-foot classrooms on the airport's west side, according to Chuck Zunk with the Airport Authority. Classes in technical aviation skills and others will be offered to dual-enrollment high school juniors and seniors, as well as adults enrolled through the two community colleges. Officials say the next step is architectural drawings and securing the financing, which they say is, quote, already well in hand, end quote. A convicted killer used a helicopter to make his fourth escape attempt from a prison about 200 miles northwest of Athens, Greece, but he was hit by gunfire that eventually brought down the aircraft in the prison's parking lot. The helicopter was reportedly chartered and had two armed people on board, along with the pilot and a flight technician. The Associated Press reports that they initially tried to use a grappling hook in an attempt to pull down a wire enclosure, but when that didn't work, they simply lowered a rope to Panagiotis Viastos, a convicted murderer and racketeer serving a life sentence. The armed passengers used AK-47 rifles to fire on the prison guards, who returned fire at the aircraft. Authorities reportedly recovered some 500 bullets from the helo after it landed in the prison parking lot. During the escape attempt, Viastos was reportedly hit by gunfire and fell about 10 feet out of the aircraft into the prison courtyard. One of the flight crew was also hit by gunfire. It was not immediately clear if the flight crew was part of the plot or had been coerced by the passengers to help in the escape attempt. Authorities said there were, quote, improvised explosive devices, end quote, on board as well that were not used. Well, who knew that there was a standard of decorum in Hollywood? Apparently, there is a rule that you can't toss a paper airplane in the theater during the Oscars. And just how do we know this? Well, the winner of the Oscar for Best Animated Short was a film called Paper Man, in which a man takes notice of a woman on a train platform. When he later sees her in an office across the street from his own, he tries to win her attentions by tossing paper airplanes from his office window toward the woman. The last one is marked by her lipstick from their chance encounter on the platform. But the airplanes are caught by the wind and never quite reach their destination. Eventually, though, there is a happy ending, as is so often the case in the movies, and the two are united by the paper airplanes. Shortly after the movie won its award, Christina Reed, the producer of the film, began to happily toss airplanes with kisses on them from her seat in the theater. Three or four were told by the CBS Today show. Well, even though the crowd didn't notice, security did, and they removed her from the Dolby Theater auditorium. Well, like Paper Man, this story too has a happy ending. Reed was allowed to return to her seat after a brief protest. She reportedly missed less than 10 minutes of the show, or about the apparent length of the average thank you speech. I'm Glenn Moyer. And I'd like to thank my mom and my dad, my high school aviation teacher, my flight instructor, oh, and you, of course, for continuing to listen. You're now cleared for departure.